For years, Made Here has brought local and regional documentaries to Vermont Public's main television channel. They air at 8 p.m. each Thursday, and now you can also stream them on our website, vermontpublic.org. Here in the 18th season, we're providing more context on each film by bringing you interviews with the directors or subjects. This week's film is called Gabor, and it recounts the life of 95-year-old Hungarian-born photographer Gabor Szilassi, who has been based in Montreal since the late 1950s. The documentary bills itself as a quirky, feel-good portrait of a giant of Canadian contemporary photography. It's also an immigrant story and offers more than one lesson on how to age with elegance over animus. The film was written and directed by Montreal-based filmmaker and photographer Joannie Lafrenière, and we're fortunate enough to have Joannie join us today to talk about Gabor. Joannie, thank you again for being with us, and bienvenue à Vermont Public.
Oh, thank you so much, Jen. That's very kind of you.
For those listeners who may not know of Gabor Szilassi, who is he? Will you tell us a little bit about him?
Yes, with pleasure. So Gabor is from Hungary. So he arrived in Quebec in 1957 after the insurrection in Hungary. So he arrived with his dad and he already started photographing in Hungary. But it was his job when he arrived in Quebec. So he first started doing photography in Office du Film, like it's not the NFB, National Film Board of Canada, but kind of. So he started photographing there for many years and he became quite famous in Quebec. So started doing rural photography, like he immortalized a lot of not only landscape, but mostly people. And after that, he became an important person in the contemporary Canadian art. So I discovered him when I was studying photography in 2007. He got a retrospective exhibition in Joliette, so in Quebec. And I didn't know him before, and I was really blow by his photography, by the art of his image, like the poetry in it, the humor, the dignity, the respect. I really, really, really loved it. And I told myself, oh, when I will be an adult, I will be a photographer.
How did Gabor's approach to photography influence the way you shot this documentary about him?
When I start thinking about the film, I was sure that I don't want people from a museum. I don't want these people to talk about the importance of the art of Gabor. I decide that we're going to meet people and to follow Gabor on how he's doing all his photography. What is his magic touch? So we follow him on different situations. So we get back on a different rural place where he already been, like in the 70s. And we saw him encounter people. And it was very, very moving for me how he dance with people, how he interact with them, and how he is curious about them. But people are also very curious about him.
The film is really playful, and it's also really smile-inducing, you know, until it isn't. Can you talk about how you chose to represent Gabor's proximity to the Holocaust as a Jewish-born Hungarian during World War II?
It was quite tough because Gabor is really optimist, joyful, but under this, there was all this tough family situation that he was in through the Second World War. And it took him some time to talk to me about it. And he was sometime, oh, I think we should talk about my mom. And maybe the next time I saw him, he said, oh no, I think we should not talk about it. And I was like, yeah, I think we definitely need to talk about it, but it says so much about you and how he decided to stay optimist. His path was tough and painful. And the last interview that we did together, I arrived at his home, and he said, okay, I'm ready. I wrote a letter. I want to start with that. And I was like, oh, okay, let's do that. And for me, it was a good point to open up the discussion. And that's how we decide to put it in a film.
Joanie, I'm hoping that I can play a little bit of audio from one of the interviews you had with Gaboa. And I'm wondering if you can translate it for us and then talk about its significance.
Yes.
Pour moi, la photographie, c'est un poème, mais la vidéo, le cinéma, c'est un roman.
Yes, so yeah, that's a lovely moment, the poetry of Gabor. So in this moment, Gabor talked to me about how he described and he compared photography and cinema. So for him, photography, it's more like a poem, and cinema is more like a novel. So I found that really powerful.
Joanie, why do you think Gabor's work has been so well received for so long?
Yes, that's, yeah, I think it's, there's different answer to that. His work is really powerful, I think, because for people who don't know his work, when they discover it, it's like if they feel seen or they feel it could be them. And in his poetry and is very luminous also, is very lightful. And also because Gabor, as we show in the film, is an amazing human being. So it's not only his work, it's his work talking about him also. So it's quite an in-between. And I think there was a good timing for him also. And the fact that he's an immigrant and the way he looked through his new home, there's many factor, but he's an amazing photographer and a wonderful human being.
Joanie, thank you so much for sharing this behind the camera view with us. And I have really enjoyed talking with you about this film. Merci.
Merci à vous.
I've been speaking with filmmaker Joanie Lafrenière about the documentary Gabor, about the Montreal-based internationally renowned photographer Gabor Szilagyi. You can catch Gabor tonight at 8 on Vermont Public's main television channel or stream it live at vermontpublic.org.